This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Born December 3rd at Richards Gebauer Air Force Base, our next guest spent most of his youth being shuttled between relatives and spent time in the Omaha Home for Boys before emancipating himself at age 17 and taking custody of his two brothers. He spent his 20s waiting tables and studying martial arts here in Kansas City before enlisting in the U.S. Marine Corps, where he was chosen for the elite 1st Recon Battalion, eventually going to Iraq, where he became part of the book and subsequent HBO miniseries, Generation Kill. He's gone on to become a writer, conservationist, model, and trainer. You saw him on the Fox reality competition, Special Forces World's Toughest Test. And on April 22nd, you can see him as co-host of the new History Channel series, The Proof is Out There, Military Mysteries. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Rudy Reyes.
Hey, man, how are you?
Oh, brother, I love that introduction. It continues to get more hype every year or every season or every freaking combat deployment. I don't know which one. But it's everyone, every new freaking one, it gets more hype. And I thank you and I love you. I love Kansas City. I'll tell you, I was at this big event here in Dallas, MVP, Merging Vets with Players. My buddy Nate Boyer started it. Yeah, he was a football player, yep. A good old American kid, and became a Green Beret, fought for the country, and then played one game as a long snapper for the NFL in Seattle. And after he got out of the NFL, he didn't make it there, and he had been now out of the Army. He was really struggling with identity. So he created MVP, where we work out together, and then we get a huddle, and we talk it out. So at a big gala. Randy Couture is there, and nice. The head coach of the Dallas Cowboys is there. And he also used to assistant coach in Kansas City.
No kidding.
And so everybody was hype about Dallas. But inside, brother, we all know that the freaking heartland and the bedrock of Americans' culture, football, and warrior spirit is motherfucking Kansas City, Missouri.
Well, dude, here's the best part is even I know when I see guys wearing Dallas Cowboys stuff, I'm like, still holding on to that, are you? Still just keep going?
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, I know, because and let me go backwards a little bit. That MVP program, people don't understand. You know, people who have seen what you have seen, guys who've gone to war, people who have sacrificed, people who have gone into a thing that's so wildly unnatural based on our normalcy bias as how we grew up in the United States. We didn't grow up in a time of war. We didn't grow up in a time of terrorism, didn't touch us as children, or even when we were being shaped. And you see what these guys go through, and then they come back, and we don't take care of them. And they do need to talk to people who also understand. I think therapy is important.
So true.
But talking to another warrior, another guy who's been there, another guy who's been hurt as well, man, that's incredibly therapeutic just to have someone that you feel that you can open up to.
Brother, that's everything. You're exactly right. And it's those intangibles, and it's very much the personal connection. I had a brother over here after we went to the event. We had a great time with wonderful friends, legend veteran communities, medal honor recipient, some football and baseball players. And it was just feeling freaking American, red, white, and blue. We get home to watch the fights, and my buddy, who's a recon Marine and went to work for triple letter agencies afterwards and helped shape some pretty heavy duty insurrections that many people were not privy to at the time. We fought together in Afghanistan and Iraq. We'd known each other since 1999. We'd been had each other's lives in each other's hands, and not for a guarantee of not even tomorrow. Like, there was no guarantees, and nor did we think in that way. And for that reason, for all of these successes that we have now, we're so, so grateful. But also, in between, there's a listlessness and definitely a depression, I think, because of redlining so freaking hard for so long. There's after effects, and us being around each other heals that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. No doubt about it. I mean, listen, it happens, and nothing, I think, compares to war. But like, we interviewed Buzz Aldrin. He wrote a book called The Magnificent Desolation. And it was really about how he fell apart after being on the world stage. You talk about redlining, flew to the moon and back. And then then when the parades were over, and he was no longer, but that high is so high, and the intensity and the danger and everything you go through, that he ended up, he had to get sober because he went into alcoholism. And it's different, yet it's that same thread. But when people who have experienced this great amount of, like you said, and I think it's perfect, you redline it, and you redline it so hard for so long, and then nobody else can understand what it's like to be you. And no matter what, you're told, you know, we have this wrong impression that as warriors or as men, that these guys, they feel like they can't show weakness. And you can. You just have to find the right person to share it with.
That's right, brother. You know, it's, we are tribal people. We're community beings. That is what gave us the edge as humans to overcome these incredible predators that are much stronger, much more dangerous than we are, but we work together as teams and created fire, and we look after one another. That doesn't change. Regardless if you're a warrior, you're a mother, you're a professional, you're a teenager going through something, we look out for each other. Oh. If we can return back to that center, there's nothing we can't accomplish and get through together.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And if you just joined the show, friend Kansas City and Rudy Reyes, Marine Corps, Special Forces, you guys met him through Generation Kill and Rolling Stone, and then HBO's Generation Kill, where he ended up playing himself. And stuff like World's Toughest Test, and it goes, I mean, on countless television shows now, but all are based around your ability to survive. And the reason I've always loved you is you're a good human being. And when I met you, excuse me, you've always been such a pro-human guy. But you don't live in the world where bad guys don't exist. And that's where we got to find our place. Like, yes, be human. Be a humanist. Be a good person. Travel. Look around. Find that people are mostly the same. There are bad guys out there, and you must dispatch them with great prejudice. And it's not all one way, and it's not all another. And that's the thing. I think you've managed to walk that line as a decorated and honorable warrior, but you've never lost your sense of humanity.
Yeah, you know, brother, when I was in my hardest, darkest places, I was running with cats like me who had gone into the dark side of Hell's Angels and hard drugs and danger and violence and such. Before you know it, you know, I'm in 2 years deep in these circles doing these things, and it wasn't like one morning I woke up, because we were never freaking awake in the mornings, or it was already 24 or 48 hours later, and I'm still running hard. And I looked around, and I remember sitting in a team room where every person I looked at was honorable, was powerful, and would sacrifice themselves just to retrieve my dead body in battle. And now I looked around, and it was empty. The cats were empty, and everybody was in it for themselves, regardless of what the through line, by line, they say to each other whenever there's hard drugs and lots of money involved. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I said, I've got to make a change. I've got to go to the Renaissance and come back to the truth and the element of me, and starting back with service. And then after I created Force Boo, I'm telling you, brother, this was the catalyst. I said, I'm going to do something with my skills, and it ain't going to be running stuff and arm breaking for the Hell's Angels. I'm going to freaking do something right. And when I started Force Glue, something changed in me. 2 years later, I meet my lovely Mrs. Jade Strzok. 2 years later, my career comes back. Not only does it come back, it comes back like gangbusters. You know what I'm saying? Yep.
No, it's incredible.
Any brothers or sisters out there struggling with things like that, like they think that they are down and out, or they're burned out, or it just ain't worth it, just know the moment you reach out, there's five people reaching back
to you.
That's right. So I just had to let anybody know that's in struggle right now.
You know, and I didn't realize, and it's a whole nother rabbit hole, but, you know, our mutual friend Brian Callen,
homeboy.
Yeah, he's a good one.
He looks out for me, brother. And I shoot stuff across his bow. I bounce stuff off him because he is, in as you already know, brother, the entertainment business is way more dangerous than freaking invading Iraq.
Oh, yeah.
Because at least when I invaded Iraq, I knew who I could trust.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And Brian is one I can trust. And right now, I just, you know, I don't know if you know that Michael Mann is going into pre-production for Heat 2, and he's going to be doing a series or miniseries. And it's been a dream professionally of mine to work for Michael Mann,
that's great.
Of Last of the Mohicans, Miami Vice, Heat. So I crafted an email. I got it to his agent and to his business partner with examples of my work, and I sent it to Brian first. And Brian says, no, you're not getting coffee. You're Rudy effing Reyes. You're an asset to this production. No, scratch this. It needs to be, Michael Mann, I bring great value to your work. I want this. And here's examples. Get back to me. And that's Brian Callen reaching back and looking after, because he knows how important it means to me, but also knows how dangerous and nebulous this entertainment business can be.
Yeah.
But that's Brian looking out for me. But nobody looks out for you in this business, dog, I'm telling you.
No, because everybody's on their own trying to get up the hill, right? It's one big mountain, and everybody's going up some separate side. And very few, you're right, look back to give somebody a hand and bring them up with them. But there are a few. There are real guys out there, and I've met them. I've been lucky enough to know them. And you're right. But the bad guys outweigh the good guys and outnumber us a long way.
You know what's interesting? I just read something about McConaughey having his tough ride up the climb up the mountain.
Yep.
And that he said, looking back, he wouldn't have changed a thing, and that he had to struggle and suffer. And you know what's interesting, brother? I don't know. I just, from my heart, it seems quite selfish and narcissistic. We'll get into my new show, Military Mysteries. You'll notice I've got a great co-host. He's like an American Colin Farrell, big brown eyes. My co-host has been raising his kids since 18, since he joined the Army, multiple tours, intel, runs a great YouTube program, really amazing guy. I can't help but think about, listen, Ronnie, I'm going to show you the lay of the land, and I'm going to express and show you things that were really hard for me, so that when you're when you start hitting your speed, you're going to make it up to the mountain faster to help others.
That's right.
And that's the difference, I think, from me being from Kansas City, the Omaha Home for Boys, growing up, waiting tables, lifting weights and kung fu and band practice. And none of it ever got to my head. Do you remember, brother?
Of course
I do. None of it got to my head.
There's a reason we've always been friends. That's what I was telling Ryan and again, people on the show listening, that you had to understand, Rudy was this guy, like, you never wanted him near your girlfriend, not because he'd take her, because he was so good and truly decent and so calm and so unassuming and unaware of his effect that it was devastating. Like, chicks are just,
you're
like,
right, because I didn't know. Johnny, you took me to Ugly Kid Joe and Stabbing Westward, and yep, you were going to open for them. And I brought little Michael, yep, and this is our first time, like, on a big tour. And we go backstage, and we've got this pass around our neck. And I remember asking you, is the food for free? And he said, yeah, you can eat the food. And so Michael and I just tore into these fresh berries. We're like, wow, fresh berries. And yep, and like, they had beer and stuff like that. No, we were not interested. We wanted the fresh berries.
Yep. I remember. You know, I'm still friends with Whitfield from Ugly Kid Joe, dude. That guy, you talk about a soul. Like, I got to connect you guys. He is.
Okay, please do.
Such
please
a wanderer, such a seeker, such a. Geez, he has lived out of his backpack the entire time. All the money he made for a lot of records sold, he still has it. And he literally lives. I think he's got a place in Costa Rica.
Oh, I've
got
to know this guy, brother. We got to do some expeditions together.
Oh, he's the great traveler. That we do a whole bit on the show called Where in the World is Whitfield Crane? Because he, when he's not on tour, and, you know, he was dear friends with Lemmy, and just, it's a whole other conversation. No, you'll love this cat. Like, he's one of the great crazies. And he's just a true individual. But I want to talk about this new show, because I am such a weirdo for history and I have such an interest in how we've been formed and we've been shaped, and I see how we are today, and I think about, guys, look to the history if you want to know what's going to happen in the future. You're going to watch how this gets played on people. You know,
for sure. Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. There's so many, you know, secret room truths.
Yeah.
And data and missions that are so classified, only until recently have they been released. And I, like yourself, find it absolutely fascinating, because I myself have been on a couple of extremely protected and classified missions. So long before you Americans and the world knew that we were going to Iraq, I was already in Kuwait months before, probing and going into the over the Iraqi border and setting up sensors and collecting imagery. And we were getting word that we were that, you know, they had uranium and yellow cake uranium. So our mission was twofold: get to Baghdad and cut off the head of the government and the Republican Guard, and the other is on the lookout for any materials and or equipment that can be used for weapons of mass destruction. So we were sidelined and went to a chicken farm, which is the last place that this stuff, the imagery of this stuff, was at. We got this chicken farm, and We had Geiger counters, brother. We had fucking full-on nuclear biological chemical suit. Right, Geiger counters in the middle of fucking combat. It was pandemonium in the ring, brother. And I couldn't say that. I couldn't call home and say, listen, we've got some proof. There is some proof, but it's been moved. We couldn't say a thing, and we had to let it play out as it did.
Yeah, and it left its fingerprint, which was the reaction on the Geiger counters. And, yeah, people don't know what's happening. Because we talked earlier about, Rudy, how, you know, we missed when 9/11 happened. That was one of the reasons you joined, to change this world, to put something good into it. But we missed the one, and it was terrible. It was a terrible tragedy. But
for sure,
there are hundreds of other terrible tragedies that you guys have prevented, that the warriors and the military and these guys that we never know. We're just so busy picking up our Chick-fil-A and pissed off about traffic and wondering when our Amazon package is going to come. We have no idea what's happening around us.
So true, brother. And you know what? With this military mysteries, we do a lot of Cold War, a lot of Cold War missions. And and people of our generation, that's our childhood and young adulthood. We were in the Cold War. And if we recall, you know, the TV film The Day After.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember after Lawrence, Kansas?
Yes. Hit.
And we lived with that foreboding, that either by a mistake or by a violent incursion, nuclear war could be there. And there's a couple of stories that we get into in the Cold War. And one is about a near miss, a very near miss, where Soviets, as we know now, their tech was substandard because they were financially trying to keep up with the U.S. in making missiles, and that completely bankrupted their country. So their tech was old, and a major in their army saw on his radar screens three missiles coming inbound, nuclear missiles.
Right.
And so he held his tongue for 1 minute while all of his cats in the freaking command center are ready to freaking push the button. He says, no, hold. He had the hand on the phone about to call the Kremlin, but wouldn't call the Kremlin. Instead, he's telling his adjutants and his majors to call the techs at the site. And then they're running, you know, a Chinese phone drill. And he figures it out. Yeah. It was just blips. And
they weren't
mistake.
Real. But they almost fired back on us. They almost fired back on us. I know this story. Like,
yes, so that close, brother.
They had hundreds of missiles aimed at the United States.
It would have been over. The whole world would have been over.
Split us in half. Yeah. I mean, been over for everything. It's, dude, this stuff, D-Day, Normandy, the inflatable military, when they said, no, we're not over here. We're over here. They made Patton's Day. And of course, that burned him. But, you know, that's how we defeated Hitler, man. Hitler had lied his way about what his coastal defenses were. And then we just did an end around on him and flanked him. And that's how we broke that barrier, man, and marched into Berlin.
That's, brother, I mean, it reminds me of Sugar Ray Robinson building off his jab, and then jabbing the body, and then coming with the right hand over the top.
Yeah.
And then that's it. And then it's curtains. And then it's the 10 count. That's exactly what we did, brother. It was fainting. It was a faint and a psychological freaking draw in so that we could finish with the coup de grace. But it could have gone the other way. There was a time when Hitler was very close to taking over the whole world, brother.
Oh, dude. People have no idea. They just know this madman lost and a terrible despot and dictator and just monster. But they don't understand how powerful he was. Hey, listen, the whole reason we have a space program today is because we gave a pass to a couple of Nazi German rocket scientists and said, hey,
Von Braun.
Yeah. But he was a madman of terrible proportions, and he had built a group of people who would do anything, say anything, and they were thinkers, man, and they didn't have any barriers, and they damn near got it pulled off.
Yes, brother. And, man, it's so fascinating. I'm still fascinated by World War II and World War I, and you know, the psycho political, the emotional and nationalistic energy that Hitler was bathed in World War I after the loss.
That's right.
And the blame in the Treaty of Versailles, they blamed the Germans for a war that they just were allies in.
except the Germans had the most resources to pillage. And,
That's right.
Snapped Hitler. And he became a monster. And it was, and you know that he had a whole division for the occult?
Yeah.
You know that he was like trying to get favors from Satan, brother?
Yeah.
He was going in, he was talking to Cthulhu, trying to get some freaking co-chair support from Cthulhu, son.
Just jacked up on meth, going bananas, man. And, and you know, and this guy, you understand, like the Eagle's Nest and all of these things that were happening and the amount of the concrete pillboxes and the wall he was going to build around and just the depth of it all. And it is crazy how he went from a guy in jail to the beer hall push and then
that's right.
And then ends up he keys in on the fact that this once great nation is now diminished. He villainizes and vilifies these Jewish people and says they're the reason you can't have greatness again. We got to make Germany great again. And the one thing you can't listen to is the Lügenpresse. And so it is a textbook propaganda. It's been used time and time and time again. And it's, you tell people it's not your fault. And this is why it's their fault. And if you just do this hard thing, you're going to be the winner of everything. And you give someone a bad guy, a boogeyman, a villain, so they can absolve themselves of their own terribleness.
That's right.
And do
you agree? Do you agree now, too, Johnny? Because we have perspective because of our life experience. I now see the wide gamut and the spectrum of what is possible in a human being.
That's terrifying.
And if we are not raised and taught ethics and shown the benefit of cooperation,
right,
at the same time also learning to hold boundaries and be strong for some non-negotiables.
Right.
Without those things, we could easily become victims or tyrants.
Oh.
Victims or tyrants.
Overnight.
And
overnight, man.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, brother. It's really fascinating stuff, brother, because I feel like I'm in now a new stage of impacting people for the good. My goodness, I was at MVP, the color guard. They're all, you know, sergeants first class and staff sergeants. They've been in the Army 8-12 years, and they were just like kids around me. Mr. Reyes, could I have a photo? Oh, Mr. Reyes, I love what you're doing with Special Forces. Mr. Reyes, you're the reason I joined the military. I take that stuff so seriously as a badge of honor, and I make sure that I will always lead the most righteous life I possibly can as an inspiration for the next generation, bro.
Oh, no, listen, I was lucky enough to be friends with Skip, with Marcinko, Richard, you know. And he was...
God bless, Redfield.
What an absolute distaste for authority he had for a man who was a lifelong military warrior who changed the way we do things. Who, you know,
that's right,
the architect of Special Forces for SEAL Team. And dude,
that's right,
he was as big an outlaw as any club guy you'll ever meet. Like he was just there'll never be another guy like Richard Marcinko ever.
That's right, brother. Do you notice when we're running our show, and what's interesting is it is a British production. That's why some reason subconsciously the American audience absolutely loves it, because of the authenticity. The Brits really know how to do television. They really know how to do documentary.
Yes.
So we are looking at the recruits and we are observing sometimes a certain rapscallion, a certain rebelliousness, a certain individual operator character, where in most parts of the military that would be considered a red flag.
Right.
We consider it as an incredible element of a three-dimensional human being that can be a great warrior. So you need to have that outside of the box. You need to have some intestinal fortitude, and you got to stand for something individually.
That's
those
right.
are the type of cats that make it through Special Forces selection.
Now, it's if you're just joining the show, Rudy Reyes, and really what we're talking about is the proof is out there. Military Mysteries debuting on History Channel. It's happening next April 22nd, so it's next Monday, 9 o'clock Kansas City time. But I have so many questions. Like, did you guys cover, and it's not, it is military, but it's not. But the Boeing, where they're building the B-17s in Seattle during the World War, had an entire fake city built over the top of the Boeing plant that from the sky was a suburban landscape of dogs and children and playgrounds and schools and homes and fake cars. But I was reminded of it because the inflatable troops that we put in Britain when they thought we were coming across the channel.
For Normandy, well, think about this. This is the methodology in the scout sniper community. We blend, we hide, and we deceive. Now, think of that at the macro level, and you're talking about the Ghost Army.
Yeah.
And again, you blend, you hide, and you deceive. And this has been the baseline of military strategy for thousands of years. We've just gotten better at it with tech and better at it with keeping closed circuit communication. It's really amazing. And trust me, there are programs happening now that you wouldn't believe.
Oh, a new AI situation. I mean, you talk about, you know, I have a 1974 Vietnam era propaganda bomb in my living room that I bought five of them, and we rebuilt them, the fiberglass, opened them, put shelves in, and turned them into liquor cabinets. But I started to collect all that Vietnamese era propaganda. And then I went to Moscow and I collected a bunch of propaganda while I was there in St. Petersburg. And then I was in Vietnam. So I started to collect it there as well. And it's just a new day. Now we just get, it comes in on our phone instead of dropped from a bomb overhead for people who couldn't read with pictures of Nixon eating babies, right? Now.
That's right. That's right. And we ask ourselves, what is more effective? Yeah. It could be even more effective imagery and camouflaged subversive messaging.
Absolutely.
With songs and stories that shake the foundation of people's faith in the USA.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely, man. No doubt about
it. I'm with you, brother. I'm with you. Such a wild scene, brother. You know, I was doing counterterror and counterpoaching throughout Northeast Africa for certain triple-letter agencies, and I was raising up teams to go fight and counter-ambush a Al-Qaeda derivative in Somalia called Al-Shabaab. And what I was really fighting were Russian teams and scientists and Chinese that were under the guise of NGOs that were giving free medical care and building roads with engineers. So the Kenyans and the Ugandans were like, well, these people really care.
Hearts and
They're
minds.
Really wonderful.
Hearts and minds.
And they were hearts and minds, and then finding their rat trails and rat holes to fund money to the Al-Shabaab,
yeah,
so that they could set up bombs and blow up shopping malls so that ultimately the region loses faith in us and does not do business with us.
Yeah.
So it was lots of sleight of hand. There's many layers to the battlefield. And I think that's what military mysteries, the proof is out there. It reveals these multiple layers that many of us take for granted that are happening right now.
No, dude, listen, I could take up your entire morning, Rudy, and I just love you for calling because, dude, I'm just such a fan of the truth, of history, and of guys like you. Listen, we throw around terms like patriot all too easily now. We throw a stupid sticker on the back of our ignorant truck, and we call ourselves a patriot because you're just a hateful dick. That's not what it is. It's sacrifice, and it's ethics, and there's a morality to it, and there's a warrior mentality that I know that I see in you, that I saw in Richard Marsingle. I saw in O'Neill, an Army Ranger. And when I watch you guys, that's where I draw from. When I have a question, I call you.
Thank you
know, that's
Thank
what I
you,
want to
brother. Know. You know, I've been coming back to Kansas City at least once or twice a year because I love my hometown and I love my family there. We keep missing each other. I've got to catch you next time I'm there. And whenever you're in Dallas, because I'm living in Dallas now, you let me know, okay?
I will. I love you, man.
Love you, brother.
I will see you soon. And then, dude, I can't wait to see all the episodes of this. The Proof is out there. Military Mysteries debuting Monday, April 22nd, 9 o'clock, Kansas City time. And throughout the season, man, we'll check in on these different episodes. And I got a million questions for you.
Okay, brother. You got it. I'll be here, my man.
Love you, man. Take care, man. Great Rudy Reyes. But, yeah, no, that's where I had an argument with somebody. I'm like, let me show you. Stop throwing around words like patriotism because you carried your stupid gun into Walmart.
Yeah.
You're a dick. Uh-huh. All you are is you're just a dick.
Yeah.
And I can introduce you to some people who have actually done things.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm fully aware I've never served. So don't mistake it, but I also don't play that game.
Yeah, exactly.
I simply want to help those that do and hold the government responsible for all the things they promised every one of these guys who mm-hmm. sacrificed for all the wounds that we can see and the wounds that we can.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.